Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually. Oh, yeah.
And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's a massive night for the Almost Famous podcast. Why, you ask? Well, let me tell you. It's Bachelor Game Night. Ashley, Ike, and Eddie Haven's, like, most asked-for segment on this show. We've done it, like, maybe once before, but this is a big episode for us. Thanks to L'Occitane for helping us have Bachelor Game Night. This podcast is going to be absolutely incredible. Ashley, are you excited?
I'm so excited. Wow, I said that like Kourtney Kardashian. I'm so excited. But guys, this is my two worlds colliding. Skincare and Bachelor trivia. I don't get really competitive when it comes to athletic competition, but when it comes to trivial competition, I am all in. And I'm also all in with L'Occitane, because their products, I swear, are keeping me young looking, even though I'm stressed AF.
Yeah, well, it's late here in Tahoe. We are in Tahoe, California, on the California side of Lake Tahoe. We have an all-star cast with us right here in this room. We've brought them in. They're part of the iHeart family, or maybe they're distant family members of the iHeart family. But we brought them in to play game night with Ashley and myself. We are so excited, but we're doing this after dinner. And so Ashley, after dinner tonight, as I do every night, because my wife asked me to, and because I believe it's the right thing to do, I go upstairs and I put on that eye cream. I'm not going to tell you the name of it because I don't know the name of it, but it's by L'Occitane, and it helps me so much, and it makes me feel so fresh and so clean and so good and so prepared for game night.
Well, you're looking particularly youthful, very well rested right now.
Thank you, Ashley. All right.
Yeah.
Let's introduce our teams. Let's get into it. It's time for Bachelor Game Night, sponsored by L'Occitane. It's set up like Jeopardy. So here's how it's going to work for anybody listening. We have two teams, myself, Trista, Kaylin, versus Bob, Ashley, and Annalise. I'm going to give each team the opportunity to pick a square. For example, they can pick the Bachelorette for 400, or name the runner-up for 500, or who said this for 100. Another category is random. Who knows what that means for 200. And Bachelor Babies. We have a lot of them in the room for 300. So there's a ton of options, a ton of topics. Each team will pick a square. They'll deliberate for 10 seconds, and then they will give me their answer in the form of a question. You know how that works. What is? And once you say that, that is your final answer. No more answers can be given. Let's start with team one. The team is myself, Trista, and Kaylin. I get to pick the first square. So I'm saying our square is name the runner-up for 500.
Going big.
Who was Emily Maynard's runner-up? Team, let's deliberate.
It's Jeff, but I literally... Humberto.
Team two is Humberto? Ready for a steal.
Just letting everybody out there listening know, my eyes are bugging out of my head.
All right, because I'm the host and I have to answer this question, our answer is, who is Roberto?
Hold on.
No, that was Allie's guy.
That is your final answer.
Right, you're right. Oh,
yeah, that is.
I thought you said Humberto. I was like, who is that?
So we are ready for the steal.
Are you ready to be embarrassed?
Well,
I am getting competitive, but also this is ridiculous. Yes. Who is Ari Lyandike?
Oh,
yes.
Right.
Nice job, team.
Okay,
two.
But wait. I have to point out that why did you go with the hardest question?
I thought that'd be the easiest.
That's the hardest category.
I'm taking away the hosting opportunity from Mr. Ben Higgins.
All right. So now, because we're down 500 points, it's also now on to team two.
Yes.
Please pick your square.
Do we start with me?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Alex. We're going to take who said this? For 300.
That's a hard category.
I know. I don't know why I just did that. Uh-oh.
What?
Okay. The question is, who said, I really am a golden retriever and Jenna's a frisbee? Oh, my God. It's what's his name?
Could it be Prince Lorenzo Borghese?
Wait.
You were probably on Paradise with him.
Kissed him.
Oh, God.
That's good.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Why am I blanking on it?
Because we're under pressure.
Who did Jenna? Who did Jenna?
Yeah, you have Jenna's, 1 second. Okay, I need your answer.
It's Jenna's. Two, oh my God, what's his
one.
Name?
I know his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need your answer. Sorry, you missed it.
Our
on
answer,
to the steal.
Hold on. We're saying
answer is Jenna's former. Who is Jenna's former fiance?
Incorrect.
Sorry.
No.
All right, on to team one.
I don't know his last name, but his name is Jordan.
Kimball.
Yep.
There we
who
go.
Is
yes!
Jordan,
yes,
Jordan Kimball?
Kimball.
Didn't say who it is. I kissed him. Oh my God.
Is that who you kissed?
Yeah,
did you kiss him?
Okay, oh, yeah. This is definitely Annalise's bad.
So as
I'm like, I've already missed out on Ari, who was my bachelor, and now I'm forgetting Jordan.
So as the host of this show.
No.
The
you don't get to pick again.
I don't get to pick again. The chaos here is wild. So this is what I'm going to say. For anybody listening, please answer the questions along with us. You know them probably better than we do.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is a great example of what goes on behind the scenes. Not everybody
is
as knowledgeable
remember.
As the fans. So the next square is going to be given to Team 1, and Trista gets to pick the square.
All right, I'm going with Bachelor Babies 500 because we got to make up what you...
I'm sorry. I did. I messed it
up. Okay.
How many kids does Jason... Oh, sorry. You are the host.
How many kids does Jason Mesnick have, and what gender?
I know this.
I know this exactly. I know this. Okay, so who is or who are Riley? She is a girl. And Ty, he is a boy. He has two.
Holy cow.
One son and one daughter. Nice job.
She gets the names even.
We made up.
Thank you, Trista.
You're welcome.
You saved me. Well done.
Trista has a real advantage in this game because she was the first bachelorette, and therefore she has made friends for the past 19 years.
Every bachelorette, she knows them.
Yeah. Team two, you're up.
Let's go, Ashley.
And the next square is going to be giving to Ashley to pick.
Okay, I'm going to pick Bachelor Babies for 400 because I feel like I know this category.
Here we go.
Well.
Here's the question.
Oh, thank God. So unfair. My God, children.
Here is the question. What are the names of Jade and Tanner's three kids in order from oldest to youngest?
Emmy, Brooks, and Reed.
Who
now,
is
you have to answer and
you
who
did
is.
It before. You stole no, a question I- without saying who is.
So try to subdue the chaos.
Who is Emmy, Brooks, and Reed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
My bad.
We are bad.
I learned from my mistake.
Quick recap.
At this point in the game, the score is Team 1, 800 points, and Team 2, 900
Woo-hoo,
points.
Team 2!
That moves us on to Kaylin from Team 1 to pick the next square.
All right. I'm going to do name. Oh, I think. Name the runner-up for 300.
I think.
The question is, who Ooh. Was Hannah Brown's runner-up, Team 1?
Easy. Who is Tyler Cameron?
Who is Tyler Cameron was the answer, and it Bam! Is correct.
Nice.
300 points goes.
Good job,
moment
girlfriend.
To reflect on the fact that
yeah.
Tyler Cameron was her runner-up.
Crazy. And Jed was her pick.
Yeah.
Absolutely wild. Which yeah. Okay, so we've almost gone through one whole round, which leaves us, Annalise, for the final square to be picked from round one.
Oh, Annalise,
this happens for Team Two.
Okay. Oh gosh, I think I'm going to pick the Bachelorette for 400.
Oh.
The question is, what former bachelorette later married the brother of another contestant?
Who is Deanna Stagliano?
Yes.
Deanna Pappas?
Yes.
That is correct.
Good job, people. Good job.
That is correct. Okay, after one full round, so everybody's been able to pick a square. The score is Team 1, 1,100 points. Team 2, 1,300 points.
We're building.
Ooh, you guys, can I just say, I am super sleep deprived, but I could play this all night long.
There you go.
I am revved up.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket. You know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea.
Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Team one, back to me.
That's back to you.
We're going to go The Bachelorette for 300.
Okay.
Which bachelorette was a dental student at the time of filming?
Ashley.
Okay, yeah.
Well.
Yep.
Who is Ashley Hebert?
Yay!
That is correct. I didn't know that answer.
Yes.
So, oh, yes. Trista, it
she's
was
a
very...
full-fledged dentist now, but she was
I
a
have
dental
zero
student.
Doubt. I had no clue. All right, on to team two. Bob, it's back to you.
All right. Thank you, buddy. I'm going to go with The Bachelorette for 500. What former bachelorette recently met the sister she never knew she had?
Yeah, I just brought this up.
Oh. Ready? One, two, three.
Who is
Allie Fedotowsky?
Yes. Yay! We are crushing this game.
Good job.
My goodness.
That's a huge lead all of a sudden.
All right. Wow. So, Trista, you get to pick the square for team one.
All right. I'm going to go with Bachelor Babies for 300.
Come on, babies.
Question is, what are the names of Amanda Stanton's two daughters?
Yeah. Oh my
gosh. Kinsley is one.
Kinsley and
Charlie. Kinsley and Charlie.
Kinsley and Charlie.
Yeah.
Nice. That is correct.
That's a big one.
But they're not bachelor
babies.
They're
not bachelor babies. I was like, wait a second.
They're close enough. On to team two. Ashley, you get to pick the square.
Okay. Random. We're going to go with random for 500.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Yeah. This could be tricky.
Which Bachelor franchise member has the most followers on Instagram? Oh, my God.
I think I know this.
Okay. It's either between Hannah Brown, Caitlin Bristow, and I think JoJo used to be, but I think she's been trumped. Mm-hmm. You guys, I think it might be Caitlin.
Okay.
I think Caitlin has now gone above and beyond Hannah. Okay, so are we going to say final answer?
I'm with you on it. Let's go.
Final answer.
Who is Hannah?
Who is
Brown?
Caitlin Bristow?
Who is Bristow? As the judge, Bristow? I'm going to go with Ashley because this was her square. Yes. So who is Caitlin Bristow was the answer.
Who's Caitlin Bristow?
Ashley, I'm sorry. That was the wrong answer.
But
so team one has a second to steal. Team one, what do you think?
Why do you not think it's JoJo?
I think it's Hannah Brown.
I do, okay, too. Let's I do think Hannah. JoJo was less than Caitlin.
Yeah.
If it is Hannah Brown, this is under...
Let's do it, Hannah.
Also,
Hannah.
We need to see have one of them flexed because, like, did Hannah recently gain some? Because I think that the two of them might be fighting it out.
Ashley, our answer is, who is Hannah Brown?
Yeah.
I know. That's right!
Yeah, dog.
Nice job, team. We're back in the lead.
I just want to see how close they are, okay?
700,000.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Oh my God. Who gave me false information recently?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think JoJo's less than Caitlin.
All right, on to team two. Annalise, you get to pick the square.
All right, guys. I'm going to just go big right now because nobody's done this yet. Who said this for 500?
Here we go.
So team two goes with a very tough category. Team two, the question is, who said Robbie has 12 abs? You should only have 6. What do you do for a living? Stop working out. I don't trust you. Team two, deliberate. Yeah.
This is Bachelor season, Bachelor in Paradise. Oh, I was thinking this is Bachelor in Paradise.
You should have.
First of all, whoever said that,
you guys,
I agree
hello,
with them.
Hello, this is what's his name? Oh my God. It was
Team two, I'm going to need your answer right now.
Who is Chad Johnson?
Yes.
Yes.
That sounds right. All right. Who is Chad Johnson was the answer. That was incorrect. So we get the chance to steal.
Okay. So wait. So Robbie obviously was JoJo season. Is it like one of JoJo's guys, like Jordan? Or
I'm going
to
say
you guys who have to admit
it.
Well,
it sounds like something was.
Yes.
I thought you were right.
Yes.
No. We both thought it was Chad.
Hey, team two, our answer is who is Wells Adams?
No.
So nobody gets
both
it.
Both teams lost.
Raven
Gates. Wow. The correct answer.
I would have guessed
Who
that.
Would have thought that.
The correct answer is Raven Gates, which brings us back to team one. Kaylin, you get to pick the square.
I'm going to stick with name the runner up for 400.
Okay.
Oh.
The question is, who was Juan Pablo Galvez runner up?
It's okay.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Who is okay. Claire Crowley?
It's okay.
Right? Who is Claire Crowley?
It's okay.
Claire Crowley.
That is correct.
Nice.
Was that for 400?
Yes.
Guys.
Wow.
Okay. So that's after round two, we are now done with round two. Team one has 2,600 points. Team two with a rough round two, only having 1,800 points. Team one.
Guys.
Well done.
Great work. All right, let's take a break from this game. It's been a lot of fun. It's been very intense to tell you about our sponsor who's helping us put on this game night. It's a big deal for us, and we're very appreciative. I know Ashley is. This podcast, Bachelor Game Night, is sponsored by L'Occitane.
All right, so it's time for me to talk about my favorite L'Occitane products. There's three particularly that I do feel like is giving me a glow. It's keeping my skin like plump and...
You look
and fresh and mm-hmm. like just like the elasticity's there, you know, like all that good stuff, like younger looking skin. It's the Immortelle Divine Cream, which is like the moisturizer. It's the Overnight Reset Face Serum, and it's the Reset Eye Cream that you were talking about earlier. That's the name of it, the Reset Eye Cream.
Like
so the Reset Eye Cream I love because it reduces puffiness. I always feel like I wake up puffy. But this makes me not wake up puffy. I freaking love it. It also reduces dark circles and smooths fine lines, which, you know, does creep up in that area around, well, our age. But I'm really keeping it at bay. I truly feel like this has been doing an excellent job of keeping it at bay. And I'm like have tired mom eyes, but I don't have tired mom eyes. Like, I'm shocked. I'm truly astonished sometimes when I look in the mirror and I don't look as tired as I feel. And then there's the face reset, the overnight reset serum. I put this under the, underneath the Divine Cream. I just feel like illuminated with this stuff. Mm. And then the Divine Cream, It's got a similar effect than that retinol has, but it's way gentler on your skin. So I use retinol, but I don't use it every night. So some nights I'll use this and some nights I'll use my retinol. And this just really keeps me really like moisturized. Like you could just like touch your skin and you're like, ah, that's a great little like dewy feeling. Mm-hmm. And it brightens and it makes for a more even skin tone. And we all know that like I have some issues with skin tone. I mean, if you follow me. You know that I'm like obsessed with trying to find something good for my hyperpigmentation and my post acne marks. And this really does seem to be lightening those.
Listen, I know we can't turn back time, Ashley, but if I could, I might do a few things differently, especially with my skin. I know that sounds crazy for anybody's sake, but it's true. I wish I took better care of my skin. The young me didn't realize the aging thing would hit so hard, but it kind of hits you fast and quick. So you guys know I've tried it all. I post about it. My wife's an esthetician. Ashley posts about it. She talks about it. So Ashley and I, we've been using L'Occitane for a few months now, and it's made a dramatic change in our skin. Well, even Ashley sees it. She just said, so my friends are seeing it. You may think of L'Occitane for their iconic hand cream and the silver tube. You know what I'm talking about? But now,
yes. How could you not?
I know. But now they're my go-to for skincare. L'Occitane, thank you for helping us put on Bachelor Game Night. Let me tell you one other thing here, okay? I stopped chasing after 1,000 different skincare products. L'Occitane has everything I need. I invite you to try it too. And to get you started, here's $20 off your purchase of $75. Plus free shipping. Now, Ashley, I'm saying this, right? And so if people are out there and they're like, wait, Ben is using skincare products. Yes, I am.
Of course. Your wife's an esthetician.
I agree. But this stuff's good for men and women, right? Like a lot of this is like good for both. Now, some are more focused on women. I get that. But the hand cream is great for my Denver feet because my heels get really dry.
You put your hand cream on your feet.
Is that not a thing? Is that not a thing? I do do that. It helps. I mean, I don't know. Well, I put on my hands and my feet.
No.
And I said the eye cream. I'm a big fan. So go to L'Occitane.com. That is L-O-C-C-I-T-A-N-E, L'Occitane.com. It's going to be worth it to get $20 off your purchase of $75 plus free shipping.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
It's on to round three. Bob, it's up to you to pick the next square.
Okay, team. What do you guys think? We're either going to go random or yeah. Who said this?
I think random.
Random. All right. Thanks, Alex. We're going to take random for 400, please.
The question is, which former Bachelor in Paradise couple got matching tattoos that read Grace?
You got this. Who is
they know.
Who is Lace and Grant?
That yes! is correct. Tough yes! question. Great answer. Great job, team. Now, back to me. I'm going to pick The Bachelorette for 200. In season 11, producers could not decide between Caitlin Bristow and...
Weren't you on this season?
Britt Nielsen.
Who is Britt Nielsen?
To be the next Bachelor, our answer is... So the question really was this. I should actually read that because people are listening. Okay. The question is, in season 11, producers could not decide between Caitlin Bristow and blank to be the next Bachelorette. Our answer is, who is Britt Nielsen?
Nice job. Good thing you got that
well
right.
Well done.
Guys.
Good job for remembering that.
That could have been
I've been sweating the night already. I got that one right. Let's go. All right. Ashley, it's on to you to pick your square for team two.
Okay, random for 300. I do not like who said this.
The question is, who was the first couple to get engaged on Bachelor in Paradise?
No, what are you talking about? That was season one.
Oh, 10, 9. Timer.
Team, I'm going to need your answer right now. Ashley, I'm sorry. You picked the square. You have to answer right it. Now.
Who is Lacey and... Lacey and... Did I freaking forget his name?
I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
God, no! Don't let this happen!
On to team one.
Don't let
to deliberate.
Oh, I...
It was the guy... I remember this dude. He was on, I have no clue what his name is. We don't know the answer.
Oh my God, you guys, this is one of those moments.
I can't remember names.
That you're just like.
Marcus Grodd and Lacey Fadul.
Totally.
How did
remember
I
them.
Do this, like Jared would have gotten this.
Okay, so I did remember Lacey Fadul's name. I mean, yeah. I remember the last name being Fadul.
So the correct answer sorry, was Marcus and Lacey.
And I was like, what do you mean? Of course that's season one.
I kept thinking you were thinking Lace.
No.
Like, no.
Before that. Ashley's not happy right now.
I'm very competitive during these games.
Trista, it's up to you to pick square for team one.
I'm going to go with Bachelor Babies again. I'm sorry. This is my
that's your
spot.
Wheelhouse.
Where's yep. my baby?
200.
Where's your baby?
The all question right. is, how many kids does Crystal Nielsen have and what gender?
Okay. Crystal Nielsen, who is one child and... Right. And we believe he had a boy. She had a boy.
She had a boy. Is that correct? That is incorrect.
We have a steal.
Oh, damn it all to hell.
Are we going to say one girl?
It's a girl.
Who is one girl?
And we'll say.
Summer.
Yes. What a steal, you guys.
That was a good steal.
And for because we gave a easy, it was an easy situation here.
Yes.
We'll say her name is Endara. Yeah.
Wow. Nice. Oh. For a Endara. Bonus 100.
Ashley's showing off tonight. Okay, so just give an update. We're still in the middle now of round three. Team one has 2,800 points. Team two, 2,400 okay. points. It's getting closer. Team two now is up with the pick. Is it Ashley?
Actually,
yeah.
It's Annalise.
It's okay. actually Annalise.
Okay, Annalise.
I just need a powwow real quick. How do you feel about...
Just go for it. Yeah, we need okay. that.
Annalise, we need
all
a pick.
All right, so we are going to go. Who said this for 400?
Here we go.
Who said this for 400? Who said Michael Jordan took naps? Abe Lincoln took naps. Why am I getting in trouble for napping?
Who is Corinne Olympios?
Yes!
That is correct.
Tie ball game!
Yes! Nice. Yes! Yeah! Big risk, big reward.
That's right.
Back to team one, Kaylin.
And that wasn't even the best thing she said on that season.
No!
Can
no.
we play Bachelor Game Night every
Yes, only if bachelor babies are actual bachelor babies.
Yeah.
I agree. That is a not a right not a kosher category.
Team one is up. Kaylin, you get to pick the square.
I'm gonna go name the runner up for 200.
Who was Colton Underwood's runner up?
That
you
would
know
be
this answer?
Who is Hannah Godwin? Well, there is some debate because he in order of who he dumped. He dumped Tayshia first, and then he dumped Hannah Godwin, and then he chose Cassie, and he dumped me prior. So I'm going to go with Hannah Godwin.
Thanks for the insider knowledge there, though.
Yeah.
Good job.
Who is Hannah Godwin was the right answer.
Nice.
Team two, it's neck and neck. It's a very important moment.
This is it.
But we're going to close out round three, move on to round four, which will start with Bob. Bob, please pick your square.
I'm going to go with random for 200.
The question is, who did Bachelor Ben Flanick go skinny dipping with on his season?
She wasn't there to make friends. Who is Courtney Robertson? There we go.
The best part about this game so far is finding out the small details yes. of real fans, what you know. I mean, Ashley's quoting, naming names. You're quoting her throughout this season. Everybody is a fan in this room.
Yes.
Which brings us back to me. I have to go, who said this for 200?
Tough category.
Ben's a great game show host, by the way.
I love this question. I know this one.
This is
good.
A good one.
Good, because I did not.
She wrote a book about this question.
Okay, so which bachelorette famously told Juan Pablo, it's not okay?
Who is Andy Dorfman?
Nice.
She wrote a book about it. Come on.
Well,
Ben.
Sorry, guys.
These are Bachelor ABCs.
I want to remind people it's late at night. My mind is not
no
working
kidding.
Like
I
it once was.
I cannot keep my eyes open.
Okay. So we have four last squares remaining.
Those are five. There's five more.
Yeah, good point. We have five last squares remaining. The current score is team one with 3,200 points. Team two,
come on, you guys,
with 3,000 points, which brings us to Ashley from team two to pick your next square.
Bachelor babies.
Now, it's an important note for anybody listening. The only squares left are only worth 100 points. Mm-hmm. They've been saved to the end. So it's going to have to take some luck for Team 2 to catch up. Team 2, your question is, what is Ari and Lauren Leyendijk's oldest daughter's name?
Who is Alessi?
Nice.
That is correct.
All right. 3,200 to 3,100.
Mm. So, Kaylin, pick the next square.
I'm sticking with it. Name the runner-up for 100.
Who was Chris Soule's runner-up?
One of my favorite people.
Oh, yay.
Who is Becca Tilly?
Who is Becca Tilly? We love Becca Tilly here.
Yay.
Keeps us in the league. Kaylin, great work.
Thank you.
Team 2, Annalise, you're up with the square.
Okay, let's do The Bachelorette for 100.
In which year did The Bachelorette premiere on television? Not an easy question.
No idea. I have no clue.
Oh, The Bachelorette.
No.
This would be.
I feel like we have insider knowledge.
Just a little bit.
This is our question, right? Okay.
It is.
What is 2003?
Good job.
Yay!
You guys, is this going to come down to who gets the last question?
Probably. Yeah.
Rematch.
It's neck and neck.
Rematch.
This is not set up to tie. But right now, Team 1 has 3,300 points. Team 2 has 3,200 points. So if Team 1 gets this question correct, Team 1 wins by default.
Mm-hmm.
We got to have the steal.
I am going to go with, who said this for 100?
Whoa, I did not see that coming.
Same.
Oh, I know this!
God,
yes!
Just the easiest ever!
This is so...
The question is, who said, let's do the damn thing? The answer is, who is Becca Kufrin?
Yay, Becca! Ugh. Love you!
So Team 1 automatically wins. That doesn't mean that Team 2 still can't feel a little better about themselves.
Answering the last question.
Let's get the last one. Let's
Bob,
do the damn thing.
You're going to take random for 100.
Random for a hundo.
The question is, what contestant on Matt James' season brought a vibrator with her on night one?
Who is Katie Thurston?
Who is Katie Thurston? The final results are Team 1, made up of Ben, Trista, and Kaylin, with 3,400 points. Team 2, made up of Bob, Ashley, and Annalise, with 3,300 points, which means Team 1 are the champions.
If only
you get a new car.
Marcus's name. Marcus.
Hey.
Or Jordan, for some reason, Marcus feels even crazier. Or Hannah Brown.
Yep.
To everybody that participated tonight, this was a lot of fun. Listeners, I hope you had a good time following along, answering the questions with us. I have a feeling most of you would have been great assets to either one of our teams.
Right?
To Annalise, Ashley, Bob, Trista, and Kaylin. Great job. I can't say great job to myself. That feels weird.
Great job, Ben.
This has been Almost Famous Game
Great
Night.
Great job.
It's now almost midnight. It's time for bed. We have a big week in front of us of recording and having fun together. But until next time, thanks to L'Occitane for helping us put on this amazing game show of Bachelor Trivia. It might be the first time, y'all. I don't know if you're on any of you.
We're going to have
ever played Bachelor Trivia with a bunch of Bachelor contestants in one room. Is this your first time?
My first time.
Yeah. Definitely.
This isn't something my friends and I do together. We've never done it. It's weird.
I think we should play more. And I just want to shout out to L'Occitane. Me and Kaylin, we both want to do it because their almond line of body washes and body lotions, oh my God, amazing.
We're obsessed.
Yes. We invite you guys to get started. Here's $20 off your purchase of $75 plus free shipping. So go to L'Occitane.com. Now, I know you probably don't know how to spell that because it is French. It is L-O-C-C-I-T-A-N-E, L'Occitane.com.
They're a great sponsor. It was a great night. Everybody get to bed. We have a big day tomorrow.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.